tree, you know, tree frog.
Yeah. How about, speaking of rainy weather, see these worms crawling out of the ground. What do you call that?
Fishing worms. Now, that's what I call them. But some people call them red worms. Did you ever hear them call that?
No.
Well, I just say plain old fishing worms.
Now, there are two sizes. There are two sizes. Can you make a different name for the different sizes?
To me, they're just fishing worms.
Mm-hmm.
Make good fish bait. If anybody's brave enough to catch them and put them on their hook.
You mean you're not brave enough to do that?
Oh, I could do it, but I don't do it. I don't fish.
You don't care to.
I just don't fish.
Maybe you can help sign that up and tell us.
Well, I see small and both fish.
They don't have a white shark.
Now, what did you have in mind?
Well,
did you have anything else?
Yeah, some people make a difference. They call the small kinds earthworms or fishing worms.
Earthworms.
And then the big kind, the real big kind,
mm-hmm.
they call them night crawlers.
No, to me, they're just the same.
Uh-huh.
Small, we call, talk about the little ones and the big ones, but to me, they're just the same.
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a kind of a real long insect that can cover right over the water, stay in one place. Use it finer to over still water.
An insect?
Yeah, it's maybe as long as a finger. So
it can fly?
Yeah, it just stay with you.
Why am I trying to think that? I don't know if I can tell them, but I can't think of
them. Oh, I'm a butterfly, snake doctor.
Snake doctor.
Yeah.
Snake doctor. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. What kind of insect do you have to worry about getting your wool clothing?
Moths. Silverfish. Something I've never been bothered too much with, but they'll get in silk and linens and things like that more than they will your woolens.
Uh-huh. Now, silverfish, not the same thing.
No.
Okay.
Moth. Bugs.
Now, how about some of the stinging insects?
Stinging? Well, we have wasps, hornets, bumblebees, and some call it a wood bee. And I'm bothered with some of those on the front porch. They'll have a little hole and bore a little hole in your porch somewhere, and they'll sting, but they're not as big as a bumblebee. Some people call them wood bees, really.
Will they build a nest there in the hole?
I don't know if they build a nest or not, but I imagine they do. Because they go in these little holes, you know, in here. And let's see what else is there.
What's a wasp nest like?
Well, I wouldn't know how to describe it.
Well, how's it different from the hornet's nest?
Let Kizzy answer that.
A hornet's nest is usually larger and round than you find on a tree, and a wasp nest is kind of.
They'd be up on a building most of the time.
A hornet's nest usually.
It'd be tucked up under the.
Yes, eaves of the house.
It's round, but larger.
I see.
And yellow jackets around here, too, they do that.
Now, is there a kind of. They're a kind of wasp that uses a lot of mud in making its nest.
A dirt dog.
Uh-huh.
Looks like a wasp, but they're still, there's a difference in them. They're smaller, a little smaller, and they're darker. We call them dirt dogs. I don't know whether that's the name of them or not, but now that's what we call it.
Well, that's the name I know.
Is it? Well.
Oh, I missed something that you find in the stream. Real little fish we use for bait sometimes.
Minnows?
Found anything else?
No, I don't.
Now, if you went away on vacation, came back, you expect to see maybe in the corner of your room a real thin dog kind of come to run through a room and knock it out.
Cobwebs? You don't have to go on a vacation to find those around here sometimes.
Now, if this was outside, what would you call it? You saw the same thing?
Spiderwebs.
Now, would you ever call the one outside a cobweb or call the one inside a spider